Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, May 5th, 2021. Berlin's public health departments are hesitant about using the Luca app to track corona contacts. According to information from the DPA, the offices in all districts are technically capable of using the app, but it has not been in use as of now for a variety of reasons. The health counselor of Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf, Detlef Wagner, for example, referred to the, quote, massive criticism of the app by data protectionists. As a result, he said, many questions remain unanswered. The responsible city councilors in other districts also expressed similar concerns. In Reinickendorf, its use has been technically possible since the first week of April, when it could be used for events in the district. However, health counselor Uwe Brockhausen stated that Luca has not been used for contract tracing there, as it's not yet been necessary. Authorities in Berlin's southwest made similar comments, saying that the health department in Steglitz-Zehlendorf was connected to the app by IT, but data exchange via the app has not yet taken place. This is almost unanimous across all districts. While, quote, technical and legal requirements for the use of the app have been met, according to the Pankow City Councilor Torsten Kühne, the app has not yet been used in the district office. He also pointed out that the app does not provide distance measurements, but only records people who have been in a place at the same time. According to Kühne, the use of the app at facilities with a large number of visitors or customers would only make sense to a limited extent. Luca is intended to help contain the coronavirus pandemic and was designed to enable digital tracking of contacts of confirmed corona cases via smartphone in direct exchange with the responsible health department. The goal, according to the developers, is to provide complete documentation of contacts and replace error-prone and potentially incomplete paper contact lists. Its introduction was initially sluggish in Berlin, but in April, however, the health administration reported that the process was nearing completion. Berlin paid around 1.17 million euros to use the system in the first year. And in addition to the licensing fee, this includes the cost of smartphone validation via messaging and server costs. Since then, however, there has been criticism, not least with regard to security problems and data protection. For example, as we reported previously from the hacker association Chaos Computer Club, or the CCC. Most recently, 70 German security experts from universities complained in a joint statement that the risks associated with the Luca system were much higher than its expected benefits. The app's creators rejected this and pointed out its transparent and continuous improvements. At a meeting yesterday, the Berlin Senate was to discuss how to proceed with the vaccination campaign in the capital. As we reported, on Monday, vaccination started in priority group 3, which includes, for example, the over 60 group. Some issues regarding vaccination eligibility have not yet been conclusively resolved. This concerns, for example, the civil service. Employees of the Berlin administration are only eligible for vaccination if they work in a, quote, particularly relevant position. This has not yet been specified. The head of the department is to decide on this in consultation with the respective staff council. However, only 12% of employees are to receive the certificate required for vaccination. It has also not yet been clarified what exactly the certificates required as proof of entitlement to vaccination from employers are to look like. And the senators were also to discuss what the abolition of vaccination prioritization would mean for the capital, which is expected to come in June. At that point, there will no longer be a set order for which groups are eligible. And another issue was to be regulation relaxations for the fully vaccinated and for those who have recovered from the coronavirus. On Monday, the federal government had remarked that a regulation was on the way. Since April in Berlin, those who are fully vaccinated are eligible to the same benefits as those with current negative test results. And last week, the Senate also decided that this should apply to those fully recovered from the virus. They can then, for example, go shopping or to the hairdresser without a corona test. How much more they should be allowed to do is under dispute, however. And when the full scope of what the Senate discussed and decides is released definitively, Berlin Briefing will let you know. In addition to American red marsh crayfish, marbled crayfish are to be caught in Berlin for the first time this year. Dirk Ehlert, a wildlife expert at Berlin's Environmental Administration, remarked that the fishing season began in April, but the quantities are not yet significant because of cool temperatures. The marbled crayfish live in the Grunewald Sea and in the Gross Gliniker Sea, in which quantities are still unclear, however, as due to the cold, they are still inactive. Over the past 3 years, American marsh crayfish have been caught in Berlin in a targeted manner, between 0.9 and 1.3 tons per year. According to reporting, the anglers who have been catching the marsh crayfish will now also set up traps for the marbled variety. Both are invasive species that can threaten native flora and fauna. The marbled crayfish in particular has evolved from a mere aquarium dweller to a globally feared predator, spreading more and more in the wild over the past 2 decades, partly because anglers have introduced them into bodies of water as live bait. They are also released from aquariums into the wild or flushed down the toilet. The animals, which are usually about 12 centimeters long, threaten the native crayfish species not only because of competition for food, but also because they are carriers of the crayfish plague. According to Ehlert, a total of 5 invasive crustacean species have currently been identified in Berlin's waters, but the marsh and marbled crayfish are the most problematic and are therefore also targeted for capture. The State Music Council announced that because of a reapproval from the Berlin Senate, thousands of children and young people can return to the capital's music schools and resume private lessons, subject to conditions. The conditions include 2 corona tests per week for employees and a current day test for students. Music Councilor President Hella Dunger-Loper stated, quote, "Now we hope that under the apparently improving infection situation, ensemble work, which is so important for the motivation and development of young musicians, can be resumed soon." Unquote. And she added that the resumption of individual lessons at music schools is a sign of hope. Private in-person lessons had been suspended since December of 2020 due to the pandemic. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.